Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, KB4 CBA, on the road again.
Four VWA, mobile.
KB4 CBA.
What's up, big boy?
Tell me, you're the happening do with the UTV and everything.
No, I came over to the train show in Easley and worked the train show yesterday and today for my modeling club, and the UTV is at home with Mama, and she's had it out twice, and I haven't had it out at all.
Oh, well, I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles and all that. Well, I guess you can guess where I'm headed.
Headed over for the emergency room where Mona's cracked you over the head again.
Yeah, I mean, that could very well be a possibility. She's never resorted to violence before, but, you know, after 41 years, it's... Or is it 42? Anyway, you know, putting up with me, there's no telling. You know, people, you know, sometimes they just crack and they lose it and just do all kinds of crazy stuff. But now I'm headed to play tennis. I'm going to chase that little ball around and see if I can get some exercise.
That would have been the last thing I guessed.
And been doing some FT8 on, see, I think I was on 12, and then I moved up, I was on 10, and then I moved up to 12 and meters. And they were both busy. A lot of people on today. And boy, it was hard to find a spot to transmit. Every time I'd find a good spot, you know, somebody else would jump on there. It's like, oh, he's making some contacts on that spot right there. Maybe I should try it. You know, I mean, as long as I'm transmitting, if somebody's transmitting on a frequency, I don't jump on it and try to transmit over them. But I've actually had that happen. I guess all's fair. It's not like I own a frequency or anything, but I try to be polite.
K4VWA. Well, it may be a situation where, you know, with the bounce, they don't hear you. And they just come in, but you can hear them. The next time it happens, you ought to try to jump in there with them and say, hey, the frequency's in use, and see if they respond.
Follow that. That could very well be happening, because I've actually made contacts with somebody else transmitting on the same frequency. And it wasn't a close contact either. I mean, it wasn't like Canada. It was, you know, somebody across the pond or South America, something like that. And so that could very well be happening.
Talking about the 2,500-mile bounce, right?
Well, Dave, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, so... Anyhow, next time out, give that a shot and see what happens. And if they respond, then you know they're just stepping on you. And you just step right back.
Be a little more polite than that, but it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I just go, dadgummit, like that. And find another spot. You know, you can always squeeze in somewhere. And if you can't, then you just wait until somebody quits transmitting for a second and take over their spot. And that's all you can do. Like I said, nobody owns a frequency, so it's fair game.
Well, like you said, nobody owns the frequency, and if they're trying to muscle me off of it, I just kick the amplifier on and boom right back. You know, hey, all's fair in love and war.
So, I guess are you headed back to the house, or what are you up to at this point? Have you finished the train thingamabob that you were at?
Yeah, I'm headed back to the house. I'm over here I'm on the back side of Furman. What I decided to do was to not go out Highway 29 again. This morning, coming over there at 8 o'clock, it was a nightmare. I've never seen so much traffic. So, everybody and her brother was out on Saturday morning. So, going back home this afternoon, I'm going up 25. I'll pick up Highway 11 and cut straight across 11 to the house. And there ain't no traffic lights that way, so it might be a little bit further, but I bet it's going to be a lot shorter.
So, well, you're over there in my old neck of the woods. I used to live when you come up past the golf course on Highway 25 bypass there. Come up the hill, the traffic light there at that road. I can't think of the name of it. Traveled it a million times. Go through the light, then the entrance to the... Well, it's not the entrance, but there's Foothills Road to the left. You go through the light several hundred yards on down the road, and that you go over the hill there, go by the fire department, and that's North Cliff Subdivision. That's where I used to live.
Talking about out there next door to Green Valley?
Fairly close to Green Valley.
Uh-huh, I knew you had money.
The verb you use there, had, is a past tense verb, you know.
I know what you mean there. Well, so, you going to play in the dome today, or is it nice enough to play outside? I believe it's, I don't know what the temperature is.
Well, my car thermometer says 63, and I might not be playing at all, because I don't think there's any... Well, I'm at, this guy I'm playing, he's a member of the club, but what you can do is you can opt out for a month, you know, especially these months that are cold, and you don't have to pay for it. They hold your spot and that kind of thing. So that's what this guy did. So he can't play at the sports club, and so we're meeting at Gower. And I figured there'd be a few people out here, but boy, was I wrong. There's a lot more than a few.
Well, it's a beautiful warm day without a whole lot of wind. And, time to get out and air it out a little bit.
Sure, if I, stand there with my tents back and look real intimidating and maybe... I have to pull out my sidearm or something. No, I'm kidding. Somebody will give up a court. But anyway, I'm not sure what the rules are. They used to be like, as soon as somebody was waiting, you had 45 minutes from that point, I think, to surrender the court. So, but I don't know if this rule still applies. That's been a while back since I played on a public court.
Huh. Well, you know how it is with the public. there ain't no rules.
Oh, yeah. You just go out there and break one of them traffic laws and tell me there ain't no rules. Oh, you might find out real fast. Well, I mean, you know, there's just kind of a common courtesy, polite way to be, and I'm sure there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 courts here, so I'm sure one of these 10, 15 people that some of them playing doubles, some singles that are getting tired by now. If not, I'll go, aren't you getting tired?
What I'm talking about, Dave, in a lot of situations, there's just not a lot of common courtesy left. In it for whatever they can get out of it, moving forward. So hopefully you won't run into that today. And golf and tennis will remain a gentleman's sport.
Was it you I was talking to, or I can't remember, just think what McEnroe and Connors could have done in their heyday with the rackets that are made today. You know, they use those old wooden rackets. And of course, you know, I'm sure, I know McEnroe still plays. I haven't seen any video of Connors playing, but, you know, man, I would have liked to have seen them play with these new rackets that we have nowadays. And, because back then it was, you know, a slower game, with the wooden rackets. And but anyway, all right, well, I'm going to jump out of here and see if I can get some of these nice people off the court. Of course, I got to wait for my partner. I don't think he's here yet. So he's a real big dude, too. He makes me look tiny, so that might be a big help.
Go out there and put a little bit of the cold intimidation on them. And I believe Jimmy Connors hasn't played in several years, you know, like 5 or 6, maybe 10 years, because he's had some health issues. He's and other health issues. I haven't heard of him playing anywhere in quite a while.
I kind of wondered about that. I remember we went, me and a buddy of mine went to Columbia and watched McEnroe and, oh God, what's the redheaded guy's name that played around the same time? He's a little younger than McEnroe, but anyway, they were playing like in a senior league or whatever you call it, and they were playing in Columbia, and it was just a lot of fun, you know, because McEnroe, you know, he'd start yelling like he used to, and, you know, just put on a show for everybody. Everybody loved it.
Okay, and 4BWA. Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. The boy's name was Boris.
I know you're talking about, but it wasn't him. It was, I think it was Jim somebody. I can't think of his last name. But anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here. You enjoy the rest of your day. It is a beautiful day, and maybe I can get some tennis in. Okay. Well, 73s, and we will talk with you later. And I guess we can get on the phone and talk about the project we're supposed to be starting on. Haven't heard much about it lately, but anyway, we can talk about that later. I guess we don't need to be talking about it on the air. Not that it's illegal or anything, but anyway. KN4VWA, KP4CBA, clear up to yours.
I know what you mean there, Hot Rod, and we'll talk soon. All right, KN4VWA, I'm clear. For VWA, mobile. For DJW, KN4VWA. For DJW, KN4VWA. Just slightly. Couldn't quite hear you. Say again. For VWA, am I making the repeater?
Say, 4 4DKC.
Is it me, or was that station just then kind of scratchy?
I didn't even hear it. I didn't notice it. Steve, I just walked up here and heard you.
I got it. Okay. So how you doing, Jerry?
Did you hear that? As the station just came in just before you keyed up.
What's that, Jerry?
Station that came in just briefly before you keyed up the last round, but I didn't hear the call. I could barely hear them, but they did open the repeater.
Okay. I thought maybe I had a problem. All right. Well, good enough. How are you doing today?
It's nice outside today. Well, it was a little cool earlier today, but it seems to have turned off really nice.
Did you hear KB4CBA in there earlier?
And I just turned the radio on about 4 minutes ago, just before you came on, I guess.
Okay, yeah. You know KB4CBA, Dave, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to play tennis outside today.
Brave soul. Well, it was kind of windy earlier today. It's died down a little bit now. But, I mean, just a few minutes ago, I was outside. And it's died down some, but it was pretty windy about noon today.
I was wondering about that. I really can't tell from inside the car here. I'm on Highway 11 just out from Highway 25 headed east back towards the house. And I really can't get an idea of the wind. It doesn't look like it's blowing the trees around, so it's below 10.
It's fine here now. It was just earlier. It was kind of gusty. Or I felt like it was anyway. It was pretty chilly. I think I went out it must have been about 12:45 or something like that. There's a new APRS satellite that's been activated, and I was trying to see if it was on. It's on and on 15 minutes and off 15 minutes. I was trying to see if it was activated. It was blowing. I had my little portable beam out on a tripod. It was blowing the beam around a little bit. But I went back out about a quarter or two, an ISS pass, and it calmed down. Then it wasn't blowing at all then, as I could tell. It was nice and warm.
Well, there you go. All right, well, listen, I'm over here on Highway 11 between 25 and 14, and it's going to get scratchy on me. So I'm going to go ahead and sign out with you before I just get gone, okay? So, 73s, K4VWA, I'm clear after your final. Don't get blown away.
Be careful out there on the highway. Talk to you later. N4DJC, clear.